This country, you gotta make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
This is Money Talks.
We're back.
All right, this is a concentrated. This is a question, guys, that somebody asked, and we I think it's important enough to sort of spend a little extra time on it because it's something that comes along pretty often in our businesses. This is from Nathaniel Sawyer. I recently inherited a considerable amount of stock I already own. Now the position is close to 35% of my entire portfolio. How do I manage this? Do I sell it all at once, or do I hedge with options and covered calls? I'll toss it to you two guys.
Well, you know, Ben, one of Gene's rules, I'm talking one of the ones that's in stone, is that in any position over 10% of a portfolio is too much.
Yes, it is. It's but we, it's hard. You know, we run. I had a lady came in earlier this year. She had. Her portfolio consisted of $1.8 million of Wells Fargo and $1 million in cash. That was it. That's it. And the question was, you know, of course this was some bank that got acquired by a bank that got acquired by a bank.
And cost is zero.
So, and she's, you know, add another factor, you know, she's mid-80s, bad health. Wow. You know, so, I mean, these decisions.
Well, she's probably waiting to pass it on to the kids, maybe.
While we know the golden rule, and we know it's too much, what you do about it is often complicated by the tax factor. Because what's the difference? You know, if she sells it now, she's got a $1.8 million capital gain, right?
Yeah.
If she passes away, which she did about a few weeks ago, what's her gain? Zero, because that cost basis steps up to her date of death.
See, that's what I was thinking about this question. Since he inherited, he can sell all the inherited stock and have no gain.
If this is inherited, in the whatever the value is on that date of death, which is the average of the high and the low, you can look it up. That's your cost basis. And then if it's, you know. So
obviously it's going to be when
taxes may not be an issue for him.
For a large part of it, for the stuff he inherited.
Based on the question, if he recently inherited it and the stock is at some price.
That's a no-brainer.
Well, that part is. That's certainly, I mean, if that pushed him up to 35, but still, if he sells that off and he's got still 20% of his portfolio.
Well, he's still got a problem. I mean, number one, you need to pick which shares you sell.
Yeah.
You sell
the ones you just inherited. You may need an accountant for that. You've got to name which ones you sell.
Right,
okay?
Right.
Yeah. On that.
So.
In terms of hedging, you can buy a put, but a covered call is not a hedge. That's just an income producing.
Right.
And, I mean, covered calls have some risk with them because, I mean, if you know, what is a covered call, Teddy?
If you're longer position, you own a position, you want to create some income, you sell a call option, meaning you write a call.
Okay, so you
somebody,
own the stock.
If somebody, if they buy the call option that you're selling, they have the opportunity to exercise it and get your stock if
and
it goes above the strike price.
But it's a higher price.
And you lose the upside.
So you can sell. You own a bunch of stock. You sell me the option to buy your stock.
Yes.
I pay you a premium for that.
Yep.
So that's money in your pocket.
Yep. Income.
And then if the price goes up, I can buy that stock from you, at a predetermined price.
Yep. So it doesn't protect you on the downside, but it just gives you income to offset.
Yeah, neither of these things are effective in doing anything. I don't see any reason for it. Why would you be concerned with the stock going down? You know why? Because you got 35% of your portfolio in it.
Yeah.
If you get rid of that, then you don't have to mess around with this kind of stuff. Sell the stuff that you inherit. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if there's not a tax.
Oh, I don't care. It's a year's worth of gain on it. Okay.
Right.
What's it going to be?
I mean,
it went through the roof.
Right.
And then on the other stuff, leak it out as you can. Or what you can do is maybe gift it to your children. Can't you do that?
You can. I mean, they have to carry over basis. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, but I'm still, your kids are what? Taxed at what rate?
And they're going to be, I mean, if they're in a lower bracket, I mean, it's still going to be a capital gain. So depending upon their
income. But this is where an accountant can help you.
That's right. And charitable giving.
That's great. You never give cash.
Give them stock, long-term capital gain stock.
Give them stock that you bought for $10 that's worth $50.
Churches.
You get the $50 deduction, and you haven't paid any taxes on the $40 profit.
All, you know, these churches, you know, these bigger religious organizations, they have brokerage accounts, and you can move. All you do is you call your advisor and say, move these shares to
this. Maybe somebody who tithes 10%, I mean, makes a big commitment every year to the church. Don't give them any cash.
No, do it at the beginning of the year. At the end of the year, make a big gift, a lump sum gift. You're still fulfilling your obligation, and you're taking advantage. I mean, that's more money you have to give away if you're not paying.
That's correct. So, I mean, there's a lot of angles to look at this thing, and I think that too many times people look at their accountant as just, I have to deal with him once a year when I give him my taxes.
Right.
There are a lot of questions that arise all the time. That's first place you ought to call and say, what's the tax impact of this? Because once you do something, you can't retract it.
Yeah, that's right. Can't reverse it.
And so, I'm going to tell you stories, okay, just a few brief ones. I had somebody who worked for Procter & Gamble. This is one of the most secure companies in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a company that year after year churns out cash, everything else. Can't think of a safer company who had almost all the work for Procter & Gamble. Mm-hmm. Had almost all their money in Procter & Gamble stock, and I sold them to sell it and take the capital and pay the capital gains. At the time, I forget what the capital gains were on the doggone thing. He followed my advice and BI'd all the way to the bank about it. That stock went from like $88 to $30.
It got cut in half. It's right before Arthur Laffer.
Yeah, I mean, thank you very much.
Right,
so, you know,
right.
Yeah, I don't want any crap from you. That's what I said. I've done my job. Just keep writing a check for me every year for my services.
That's right.
Yeah.
Couldn't retire. Mm-hmm. If you retired and did that.
Yeah.
And that was always my argument, is that if you sell to pay the capital gains, can you retire? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If it falls in half, can you? No.
Then it's an easy decision at that point.
Yeah, easy decision. So the concentration is bad, folks. And those who are prone to do this are people who work for a really good company like the Home Depots or Procter & Gamble's, or you name the good companies, and year after year you get options or whatever and this and that, and you, to be a good political player, you put 10% of whatever in the company stock, and you sit back, you're 45 years old, take a look at your portfolio and see what you got. Man, it's time. It's time.
It's a lot of risk.
And the market's at a good spot right now. Today's the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one thing when it falls 50%, I can see where you might want to hold on. Go for it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what are some, I mean, Teddy, I mean, are there any way, let's say somebody does have it and they don't want to sell it. I mean, what are some options? Options can be useful in certain situations. I mean, is there something that you could do?
You can buy a put option.
So a put option. So
a put option basically gives you the option to sell a stock at a certain price if it falls. So, I mean, but there's a premium involved with that.
So you're paying for insurance.
You're paying for it.
Yeah, you're paying for insurance. Yeah. You may want to buy a put. Let's just say, for example, you bought a stock on January 1, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's gone up 180%. If you sell today, what's the tax implication?
Short-term capital gain.
Okay. How long do I have to hold on for long-term?
Got to hold it a year.
So if I can buy a put option with the right to sell my shares at a certain price on January 1, I've insured for a cost of my premium the right to sell that stock for what I have in it. So I've eliminated the risk of the loss, and I made it a capital gain.
Yep.
So that's a conservative use of a speculative asset, i.e. a put or a call.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be done.
Yes. So. Very easily, especially with very liquid securities.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. So we beat that to death, but the purpose of this was to beat it to death because
it's a big issue.
It's a problem that we see all the time. All right. We'll take a little break here. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial. We'll answer more of your questions.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.